USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's campaign is making adjustments after he tested positive for the coronavirus. His rallies have been postponed, and he's setting up virtual appearances. White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News he also has a fever.
We're having to hold him back a little here because he's hard at work. He spoke to Senator McConnell today, Senator Graham. I just spoke with the chief of staff, and President Trump has talked to him about emergency declarations and stimulus. So we're just trying to make sure that he takes it easy, but he's hard at work and will continue to.
His wife, Melania, is also reporting some mild symptoms. Democratic nominee Joe Biden is now campaigning in Michigan after he and his wife tested negative. President Trump is at Walter Reed Hospital now receiving treatment for COVID-19. Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, announced they tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republicans in the Senate are accusing Democrats of religious discrimination, including towards Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are using such accusations to purposely avoid talking about big issues like health care.
My colleagues on the other side would rather talk about anything besides the fact that their president, their party, and their Supreme Court nominee poses a dire threat to Americans' health care.
At least one Democratic U.S. senator is willing to sit down with the Supreme Court nominee Barrett, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, becoming the first Democrat known to do so on Thursday despite the meeting. Manchin earlier pledged not to support confirming Barrett before November's election. Some Democrats have declined to meet with Barrett for the same reason, arguing the seat shouldn't be filled until after a winner is declared.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. It also sets aside $182 billion for grade schools, $39 billion for post-secondary institutions, $57 billion for child care support, and would add funds to the Paycheck Protection Program. It also sets aside $25 billion for airlines whose funding under the previous CARES Act expired. She said the full Congress will either pass a comprehensive stimulus package or the House will approve standalone legislation helping the airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.